1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. We continue in chapter 4 with the theme set in chapter 3. And it was suffering unjustly. Suffering unjustly. Suffering for righteousness' sake. The just for the unjust. And that happens to us in life. But we don't want to fight it. We just need to do what God tells us to do. Because all of us will go through this. Now, what is to be our attitude and reaction in suffering, and even suffering for doing good? Well, in chapter 3, verses 13 to 17, we read, "And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, though who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if the will of God is, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." So we as born-again Christians will suffer for righteousness' sake because we follow Jesus. We don't see that too much in our country. Might see it in your homes. But in other places in the world, it's pretty common where they will suffer persecution for Jesus. The early Christians suffered persecution. And that's who Peter is addressing in his book. These people who are going through persecution for their faith in Christ. Can you imagine if you were no one else on the earth were Christians but you, that generation, the first generation? I bet you'd have a lot of people turn on you, think you're crazy. Now, the greatest example of suffering for righteousness' sake is Jesus Christ. Jesus did that for us. 1 Peter 3:18 tells us, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." So he suffered, the just for the unjust, so that he could bring me to God. And we go on with this thought in chapter 4, verse 1. "Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. Since Jesus did this for us and did it with the joy that was set before him, we're to be followers of Jesus, and here's how we do it. We arm ourselves with the same mind. That is, we who serve the Lord, his followers, should arm ourselves with this weapon, having the same mind as Jesus. Did you ever realize how much your mind runs your life? You can feel great physically, but your mind be troubled. It runs you. That's why in Colossians it said, set your mind on things above. If you set your mind on things of this world, you will be in the flesh all the time. We have to set our minds on things above. That's how you and I will have victory, even through suffering that is unjust. You won't have to defend yourself. You won't have to revile back. You won't have to stay up at night being troubled. Arm yourselves with the same mind that is in Jesus Christ. He suffered, but he went through it. But arm yourselves with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Arm yourselves with the same mind. The Greek word arm means to equip with weapons. Equipped with weapons. A soldier putting on his equipment, arming himself for battle. Do you know that we are in a battle? And we can let Satan win every day, or we can win through Christ. It's all up to us. You know, we blame so much on Satan. We give in to Satan. That's the problem. You see, our weapons, he gives us our weapon here. Arm yourselves. Your weapon will be having the same mind as Christ. Our weapons are spiritual in nature. So often we try to fight our battles here against flesh and blood with flesh and blood. Not going to work. You wear yourself out. Satan and his followers attack spiritually. We need to use the weapons that are spiritual in nature because we're fighting against powers, principalities, wickedness, and high places. The battle is on. We see that in Ephesians 6 when we're told to put on the armor of God. We could probably read that every day, the armor of God, Ephesians 6. What does it mean, arm yourselves with the same mind as Christ? What does that mean? That's our weapons, our mind. It means our attitude, our outlook, our mind are the weapons that we use. I found to get my mind off of something that's been troubling me for a while is to put my mind or get involved in something else. Did you notice that? And then for a while you forget about it, right? Because your mind is on something else. Get in the Word of God. Get involved in something. That's our weapon. We must be Christ-like in our mind. It's not walking around with a long robe and with a Bible in our hand and chanting. It's our mind that has to be Christ-like. That's why you must be born again. Unbeliever can't do that. We don't want to retreat or give up or give in when persecution comes or suffering comes in our lives. We want to go forward, onward Christian soldiers. But we have to go forward with spiritual weapons. Defeat the foe with our mind, the mind of Christ. If you start your mind to wander and contemplate the horrible situation, the things done, and the problem you're in, you're dead. You probably won't sleep tonight. But if your mind is on Christ, on the Word tonight, you will have victory. I think we as Christians need to understand it's all up to us. It's almost like at times we're looking for a Savior in our situation. We have a Savior. Why would we be looking for one? Your help is in the Lord. We're helped, but we have to have the same mind. See, it's our mind that carries things on. It goes from your mind into your inner being. Have the same mind of Christ. He went to the cross, to the death for us, and he was innocent. And he was even challenged on the cross, come off the cross. Or if you're the Son of God, show us and do this. He didn't. Why? Because he saw you and me here going to heaven one day. And Satan will attack you every day, all day long, to get your mind, he wants to get my mind on something else in this world or on myself. Have the same mind which is in Christ. Hebrews chapter 12, please. Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him, Jesus, who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Just remember, hey, Jesus did this. He'll give me the power to go through this. I can do it, but I've got to set my mind on him. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. We read here, 1 Peter 2, verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor who was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We have to have that mind of Christ, and those actions will follow. Hey, I'm just going to keep my mind on Christ going through this, not say anything, do anything, but focus on Jesus. You know, we see that also in chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you might inherit a blessing. Hey, we're to love, we're to love as Jesus loved, we're to have the same mind as Jesus. That's victory. So we commit ourselves to this. I've got to keep my mind on the Lord, not myself. This is how, and you notice in verse 1, arm yourselves with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Now, what does that mean? If I follow him, I even suffer unrighteously, but I have my mind on Christ, and if I allow this to myself to go through the suffering with the Lord, I have ceased from sin. I will stop doing those sinful things. I think we'll all agree. If my mind is on the Lord and what he would do or how he would answer back, I will cease from sin. You know, I used to watch cartoons a lot. I don't anymore. I stopped that about 5 years ago. No. But I used to watch cartoons. And in the old days, in the cartoons, like when Bugs Bunny would hit his hand or something with a hammer, they'd count to 10, turn all red. You remember that? One day I took that as a spiritual weapon. Even a cartoon can bless you. When something happens, the old man would say something back right away. That's what I would probably do. I started thinking of that cartoon as a trigger for me to keep my mind right. I'd say, count to 10 before you speak. I started to do that. You know, you get all upset, silently count to 10. Do you know what? That was me giving God a chance to deliver me. And it worked. You find yourself having victory. I want to encourage you to watch cartoons and do that, but just go to the Lord and keep your mind on him. As a Christian, we are faced with two possibilities when we suffer as a Christian for the Lord's sake. And many of these readers were suffering. The first thing we can do, the possibility, is we can sin. We can give in or get tired of suffering. Or say, that's not fair. Or say all kinds of things. We can give up. Or we can go to the world and seek help in the world and relief in the world. Oh, you deserve a break today. You can go to the world. Well, that's not Christ-like. What's the second possibility? We'll get into that. But this first one is the one that people choose a lot. They choose to live like the unbeliever, or go to the unbeliever, or go to the world and find pleasure or sin there. In other words, they choose to please the flesh over the spirit. Hey, I've had it. I'm choosing the flesh over the spirit. And you get your mind on the flesh. You know, they live like the world and avoid the persecution, the mocking, the physical and mental abuse. And they live for sinful pleasures like the world, getting along with the world. And a lot of these people were coming out of the world, well, all of them were, and becoming believers. But hey, they would somewhat turn back. Now, young people are really challenged to do this, what we're reading tonight, in our day and age. No compromise. They tend to compromise because of peer pressure, wanting to fit in, being like everybody else. I don't want to miss out on anything. And that happens a lot. It takes a real soldier for Christ to stand up for Jesus and take the mocking and to be different. A real man, a real